Thanks for joining us. You're in Chicago, and you've been a radio producer for a while. Can you tell us about some of the projects you've worked on, some of the radio shows you've worked on?
I worked on a morning show called The Wankin' O'Brien Show. It was two guys and myself as the producer slash female talent. And I was on that show for about 5 years. In the process of working on that show, I also worked on Survivor, the actual reality TV show on TV, and was a remote producer for them for 2 days. That's all. And then I got a job in Chicago and started working for Sludge and Brian the Whipping Boy on a rock station.
And the Whipping Boy. Oh, my goodness.
The Whipping Boy. Yep. He's been around the market for about 7 years and never moved out of Chicago. Started and stayed here.
So what makes great radio guests for you guys? What do you look
great
for?
Great radio guests? I look for people who have products that everybody wants to hear about. Basically, of course, A-list, B-list celebrities are the best to have on your show. But somebody who's animated and can be fun, I love. My favorite guest is probably a comic because everybody wants to listen to a comedian if they're funny. If they're not funny, leave them be. Don't even book them on your show. But I sometimes go out and watch comedy shows and bring people in the studio just to hang out with us because they add some action to the show. And I book guests from reality shows. Of course, everybody's watching TV on a daily basis, from shows like 24, Kiefer Sutherland, America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks. People that bring an interesting perspective, and people like to hear how they got started and what they're doing and what their projects are and if they have kids, and actually their daily life is more interesting than what they're doing on a TV show.
But life really is a big topic, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Radio is kind of like a reality show. I like when personalities aren't characters, but they're just themselves. They are just like anybody else in the world, having normal problems and having fights with their wives or spouses or kids or just an everyday life, just presented on the radio.
My wife doesn't let me talk about that stuff.
She doesn't.
No.
Yeah, I was married for 2.5 years, and his name was Camp Chair Boy because he bought me a camp chair for Valentine's Day, and I don't think he's ever lived down that gift.
So, okay, what makes a bad guest?
A bad guest is somebody who comes in the studio, they're not prepared, they don't feel comfortable. As a producer, you should go in, you know, say hi to your guests, give them a glass of water or a Coke or a coffee, kind of make them feel comfortable so when you do start talking to them, their nerves aren't working up and they're not afraid to talk about the product that's at hand. And a bad guest usually just sits there and they're afraid. They don't know who they're speaking to because they've never met the personalities, and to shove a microphone in their face is kind of intimidating. So we try to make them feel as comfortable as possible before you actually start having a conversation on the air with 30,000 people listening.
Do you like it when they match the energy of the show? That's always great. How do you get them hyped up for that?
Sometimes we have them listen to the show. We actually sit them in a green room, and we put on the show for them to listen to. So they can kind of jump into the conversation that we're already having. If you're talking about maybe a spouse had a problem with his wife and they have his wife on the line, they're arguing, usually you'll bring that person in, like, are you married? Do you ever have this issue with your wife? And usually you get good stories when you bring them into what you've already been doing on the air.
It's all about stories, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's everyday life.
Final words of wisdom for all these people who want to get out and make it big in radio and make it be great radio guests?
Don't go into radio thinking you're going to make a ton of money. You make money by the people that you meet. Every person, even an intern or somebody below you, could actually be your boss someday. So take care of those people and keep everybody's number that you meet, every business card that you take, and you'll be successful.
Do you like live studio or do you like telephone?
I like live studio. I'd rather bring somebody in the studio where you could see their reactions and you can have fun with them than to book them over the phone. But your live guests that you have, if they're an A-list celebrity, most likely they're not going to be coming into the studio unless you're in a bigger city like Chicago, LA, New York, where there's more access to those people.
Cassie, thank you so much. This is
a lot.
Cool information.
Well, thanks, Wayne.
Okay.